Hello, hello, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and today's topic is staying sane and not losing yourself in the pursuit of online business success. One of the dark secrets of online marketing is that while it can make you financially successful, it can ruin your health, family life, and your emotional state. This is a topic that's often not spoken about. Excuse me. However, if you looked at many of the successful online entrepreneurs and marketers, you'll often notice that they either have health problems or depression, or their spouse is leaving them, or they're facing some other calamity. You think that financial success would make their life better and ail all ills. And yet, so many are floundering and trying to make sense of their lives. The best way to stay sane and not lose your mind or life by trying to build a successful business will be to have a few practices in place to keep you balanced and grounded. I have a few here we're going to go over to help with that balancing and staying grounded. Make time to de-stress. Online business owners and marketers can be much more stressful than a regular day job. You're either looking for clients or trying to get sales or putting out the fires that keep happening in your business. This can take a severe mental and emotional toll on you. Your days and nights will become a blur because you're too busy keeping your business going. The best way to avoid becoming an emotional wreck would be to take 30 minutes a day for yourself. You can meditate, do yoga, watch a comedy, or do something that eases your mind. This is not a waste of time. In fact, this is de-stressing, and de-stressing will make you more energetic and productive. Being an entrepreneur is not easy by far. Working from home is not easy. A lot of people think it's easy and think you have time to do other things for them because, oh, you're just sitting at home. And you're not. So we tend to continue to keep working, not realizing the times, which we're going to go over to decluttering your mind in another episode to help you with de-stressing. I'm just giving you a few points to help you to make time to de-stress. Because taking a break is just like when you're at work working a regular 9-to-5. You get in at 9, 2 hours later, you take a break, 2 hours later, you take a lunch break. These things you have to do as well as an entrepreneur and online business owner. Because if you don't, as I told you, you're going to have all kinds of heck going on in your life. So, find other activities. Find activities that take you away from your computer. You know you have to get up sometimes. You can't just sit there. You may have to set a timer on your phone, clock, or whatever you have. But you need to set a timer so you can take those breaks to de-stress. And then find other activities to take you away from the computer. One common consequence of online businesses and marketing is loneliness. Since you're usually alone at home working, you have less chances to interact with others as you would if you were in an office. You have no colleagues to chat with. Your scenery rarely changes since you're at home most of the time. This can get monotonous after a while and even depressing. So find activities that take you outside the home. You may join a book club or something at your child's school. Get in some exercise group with someone. And this will help you with meeting new people. So find other activities away from your computer. You can also join a Pilates class. Now, you know, there's a lot of people in there. And you may be able to also pass around some ideas on business or speak to them. This is networking, people. So you can join a Pilates class at the gym or baking school to learn baking and other things. The activity really doesn't matter. It's you getting out and doing something other than marketing that matters. Music is a space between the notes. While you do not need to be going out daily, once or twice a week will be good for your emotional and mental well-being. Another thing you can do to stay sane, create a schedule. That's what I was just talking about doing, just like at work, 9 to 5. Create a schedule. Because working at home does have its downsides. You may not know when work starts and ends because, excuse me, it all starts to blend together. While you have a lot of freedom to go about your day as you please, it's easy to lose track of your life. You may end up working too much and neglecting your sleep. Many marketers and online business entrepreneurs bring their laptops to the bedroom and potter away until they're so exhausted they're sleep off. Or they spend all their time working and they fail to calculate where their time is worth. In some cases, a fast food worker who works fewer hours may be making more money in comparison to a marketer who works 14 hours a day. So analyze your life and create a schedule to follow. Input a value on your time and see if what you're earning online is commensurating with the amount of hours you're putting in. Compartmentalize your life so that work doesn't creep into all that you do. If possible, set up a home office and only work from there. Do not be working on your laptop all over the house. Repeat, do not be working on your laptop all over the house. Establish a routine and normalcy in your day-to-day life. Another thing to help you in staying sane, live life in the moment. People have a hard time with this. This is one of the lastly but most important things. Always remember that life is happening to you right now. Do not postpone your happiness to a future date when you achieve all your goals. By then, you've lost a lot of time. And when you reach your goal, it may not be as satisfying as you hoped it would be. So many people face this situation, and once they reach their goal, it doesn't excite them at all. And they set new ones and once again postpone their happiness. It's a vicious cycle that leads to a life that's not satisfying or gratifying. Be happy where you are while striving to do better. Adopt an attitude of gratitude and find joy in your day-to-day progress. You'll be happier and life will not be a never-ending quest towards a promised land that you never reach. Be happy now without reason or you will never be happy at all. Dan Millman. I'd like to thank you so much for joining me again for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. And our topic today was staying sane and not losing yourself in the pursuit of business and online business success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.